Hello, I'm Ben Thorpe with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, June 16th. Michigan civil rights groups are cheering Monday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that says LGBTQ protections are enshrined in federal law. A petition campaign to add similar protections to Michigan's civil rights law is deciding what to do next. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The Fair and Equal Michigan signature gathering campaign faces hurdles created by COVID-19 restrictions. The task of collecting 340,042 signatures is proving to be difficult and expensive. Jay Kaplan with the ACLU of Michigan says whether it's now or later, it's past time these anti-discrimination protections are part of state law.
So they're not subject to interpretation by judges. We have absolute certainty.
Kaplan says the legislature could also vote right now on bills to amend the law without waiting on a petition initiative. The legislature's Republican leaders have shown no interest in bringing the question up for a vote. I'm Rick Pluta.
That same U.S. Supreme Court decision that found that people cannot be fired due to their sexual orientation has its roots in Metro Detroit. The lawsuit was initially filed by Amy Stevens, who was fired from her job at a Garden City funeral home after coming out as transgender. The funeral home's owner argued that forcing him to keep Stevens as an employee would be a violation of religious freedom. Aaron Knott is the executive director of Equality Michigan, an LGBTQ advocacy group. She says the high court has said there are limits to using religious freedom as a defense.
When it comes to firing somebody just simply because of who they are or whom they love, that's not their right. And far too often we see folks using religion as a way in which to defend harming another individual.
A bill was introduced in the state legislature last year that would make it illegal to discriminate against LGBTQ individuals when it comes to housing. So far, that bill hasn't gained traction in the GOP-led House and Senate. And Michigan's transgender community is also celebrating the Supreme Court's decision. Michael Livingston has this report.
In the middle of Pride Month, a historic Supreme Court ruling has the Michigan LGBTQ community celebrating. Rachel Crandall is executive director at Transgender Michigan, a helpline and advocacy group with support teams based across the state. She says the high court decision is a benchmark in LGBTQ history.
This is really amazing. It really gives us all hope. You know, what we were really needing after everything that happened was hope, and now we have it.
Crandall said she and her colleagues intend to continue their fight for equality in matters such as healthcare and military drafting. Michael Livingston, WCMU News.
A Moscow court has sentenced a Michigan native to 16 years of hard labor on charges of espionage. Quinn Kleinfelter has this report.
Russian officials arrested Whelan in December of 2018, claiming he had a flash drive containing classified information. Whelan says he thought they were vacation photos. He alleges he was set up by a Russian who owes him money. After a trial held behind closed doors, a Moscow judge has sentenced Whelan to 16 years of hard labor. Whelan's family says they believe the conviction was a foregone conclusion. They say that could now open the path for Moscow to exchange Whelan for Russian prisoners or access to diplomatic compounds seized by the U.S. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
Baseball is coming back to Northern Michigan despite the coronavirus pandemic. On Monday, the Traverse City Pit Spitters announced the creation of two brand new teams, the Great Lakes Resorters and the Northern Michigan Dune Bears. All three will play against each other at Turtle Creek Stadium in Traverse City and limited to 500 fans a game. Mickey Graham is the Pit Spitters' general manager.
Trying to put 35, 40 guys on a bus with the current climate, it's probably not the most socially responsible thing to be doing. So this plan eliminates travel for us. It allows us to have multiple games, especially with the limited capacities that we're at.
Graham says the two new teams will only be around for this year. The 57-game season is scheduled to begin on July 1st. After months of pressure from lawmakers and residents, the Air Force has announced it will take steps to address pollution coming from the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda. Earlier this year, calls for cleanup intensified after the Air Force said it would use a $13.5 million congressional appropriation for more studies at the base. Lawmakers, including U.S. Congressman Kildee and Senator Peters, said those funds had been appropriated for cleanup. Now the Air Force is reversing its decision, saying it has, quote, heard the community's concerns. It says it will use funds to expand capture fields around the base. Tony Spaniola owns property in Oscoda. He says the announcement is vague, and he says he remains skeptical.
There's a long history here of false promises. They had no intention to spend any of the $13.5 million on cleanup. It's really telling, I think, that they've left the community completely in the dark about this.
The Air Force did not respond to our request for comment on specific measures it plans to take or how much of the money will be dedicated to cleanup. The Air Force said it plans to award a contract for the project in July. The city of Detroit has removed a bust of Christopher Columbus from downtown following criticism of what the statue represents. The figure had been on display for more than 100 years, most recently on Jefferson Avenue. Many critics say honoring the Italian navigator with a monument glorifies colonization and the genocide of indigenous peoples. Mayor Mike Duggan says it's wrong to have Columbus in such a prominent location.
If you got a spot next to City Hall, that is a place that should be a symbol of unity. I'm sure we'll end up with the right solution, but I just didn't see any reason to have any drama.
The statue has been put in storage. Around the globe, statues of Christopher Columbus, along with slaveholders and Confederate generals, have been removed and defaced by protesters. And this is your WCMU Morning News Roundup for this Tuesday, June 16th. I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.